All right, bottom of the hour. We're back with Bill Bellamy.
Oh, my God. We are having so much fun,
okay,
Tom.
Bobby Brown.
First of all, let's just talk
Bobby
about this.
Brown.
Everybody,
Bobby.
Turn your radio up real quick, because I was reading an article yesterday. Bobby Brown said he actually made love to a ghost. And I want to know what kind of marijuana they got. He said it was real. I read the article. Bobby Brown said in his interview that he actually made love to a ghost. Now, I didn't know if he was in Ghostbusters. I don't know. What brother you know that said they made love to a ghost? Now, I know brothers that said they had a wet dream in their life, but I don't know nobody that know the ghost and her name. I mean, whatever hallucinogenics they got, Bobby, call your boy, because I want them too. Part two, Justin Bieber up here trying to scrap. Now, we already know R&B stars don't need to be fight. We don't do that. We don't do that. Drake and Breezy was doing some weird stuff back in the day. Flying bottles, FedEx, across the club. I don't know if y'all remember this.
Yes.
They was flying bottles. They are too talented to be throwing bottles. Don't do that. Y'all sing. When you sing and you got it, and you sing in key, mm-hmm. You don't throw. You don't throw stuff.
You can't afford to do that.
This boy choked Justin Bieber all the way down to through the glass, like by the glass, because he swung. The brother turned through Justin Bieber. He was going down the glass, and the whole time when he was going down, he was like, "Is it too late to say I'm sorry?" I don't know. Did y'all hear that? I heard him say, "Is it too late to say I'm sorry?" He said, "Hell no, you don't mess with the wrong black man."
No.
That brother whooped his boom, boom, boom. We know we don't cuss on the radio, but you know what I mean.
But someone said, told you, player, that he did that to try to sell some more albums.
Well, listen to me, man. I mean, people are doing everything.
Everything to sell albums, but to get a beat down?
I'm going to tell you one time.
From a 6'5" black man?
Black man that don't know your work. Don't know you. He don't know. You just look like a little skinny white dude that's tripping. You reckless. I bet you he don't do that no more. Because his security didn't get a chance to get over there. He got all he wanted of Justin Bieber. And he was saying, he said, "This is my song. I am sorry." And choked him all the way down to the white meat. That's when you choke hard.
Your daughter likes Justin Bieber?
Let me tell you what my daughter said to me. And you know, and this is because she don't know no better. She's smart. She's 12 years old.
Oh, yeah.
She said, "Daddy, One Direction is the best R&B group ever." I did everything I could not to wreck my truck. You hear me? We swerved all over the 101. Because I was trying to reach back between the thing.
Right.
You know how your mama be like, "If I grab one of y'all ass." Remember when your mama used to be like, "Put your seatbelt on." She reached through the middle and y'all scooting.
All right.
Left to right because your mama about to crash. But your mama back in the day could take her eyes off the road and whoop your ass and still make it to her job. They never crash. These new black mamas crashing on sight. Back then, your mama could smoke a Newport, reach through the back, with no seatbelt, pinch you under your arm.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you right now, your mama didn't pinch you on your leg, on your thigh. She had to get up under your armpit. Mm-hmm. And when you driving, that's dangerous. But when your mama get up under your arm, right under, you know where I'm talking about, black people. When your mama get up under your arm and get right there, you know she mean business. That's when you stop doing whatever you're doing because you about to ruin everything you was about to do.
But your daughter said One Direction was the best R&B group of all time.
And she's a Zayn fan.
And she loves Zayn. Now, yeah. Black folks don't even know who Zayn is.
They think Zayn is the writer.
They think Zayn is you know.
They don't know that little boy
Zayn. A new roofie. No. Zayn is the leader of One Direction because my daughter had his picture. So I said, "Who is this Moroccan dude?" Because I didn't know she knew dudes from Morocco. She was like, "Daddy, Zayn is a really good R&B singer." And I was kind of like trying not to kill her dream. I was like, you know we have Usher. You know we have Trey Songz. Yeah. You know, she was like, "No, Daddy, we like Zayn. Zayn's going to be my boyfriend." Crystal, did you have a crush when you was little? Who did you like? Who? Lucas. Luda. You the first woman. You from the A? She said, Luda. Who you know? What girl you ever said, my crush is Luda?
A lot of girls.
When I move, you move. Get out there. When I move, you. She, you should see her moving. Mm-hmm. Crystal is cute, too. She's very cute. Fellas, if you could see through my eyes right now, she is, her skin is clear. Not clear. Clear. That's country. Clear. And she got pretty teeth. She got pretty teeth. And she in here with no makeup. And she cute. She cute. She like Luna.